Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We give God all thanks and praise. Hallelujah. We give God all thanks for everything that God has done for us. I just give God all glory and honor and praise for being over myself and my family. And I pray that you do the same. Amen. I thank God for the successful surgery that my brother had and how well he's doing. And I thank God for his continued healing and his continued forward moving. I thank you, God, hallelujah, for a safe trip here in Atlanta. And I thank you for a safe trip back, God. Hallelujah. We're going a new way, and I thank you, God, that you will take us every step of the way. I thank you that we will have a wonderful, glorious trip in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Welcome to Word for Today. I pray for each one of you that you are having a marvelous day in the Lord, that today is a new day to be conscious of the God in you, a new day to be able to tune your ear to hear the voice of God in you, a new day to be able to follow the principles of Christ in you. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence in our lives. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord, we just thank you for this time, and we thank you that you are speaking to all of us, and we receive your word right now in Jesus' name. We have been talking about kingdom living, that the kingdom is in us because God is in us. So the kingdom is in us, and we thank God for it. And because we are walking in the kingdom, good goes with us. Good is everywhere we are. And so we want to make sure that we're looking for the good that God has for us. Amen. Kingdom living is faith, hope, love. That's right. Faith, hope, love. Faith of God. Our hope is in Jesus, and we love all. Glory. We love all. And because of that, we have been studying just different aspects of what kingdom is, how kingdom is in us, and what having kingdom in us does, what being kingdom livers is all about. And we've talked about different things. We've talked about every aspect of faith. We've talked about faith in God, hope in Jesus, and we're talking about love right now. And we've been looking at Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14. And starting at verse 14 and working our way down. And this is the prayer in Ephesians that Paul prayed for the Ephesians. And it's asking the love of Christ to be full in us, that the fullness of the love of God, that we begin to understand the fullness of the love of God through Christ Jesus, and understand how that works in us, how that works through us, how that works as us. And we understanding how God uses us to be the vessels of his overflowing love. Glory to God. So we've been reading Ephesians chapter 3, and I've been using two translations, the New Century Version and the Passion Translation. So I'm going to read through in the New Century first, and then I'm going to read in the Passion Translation and expound a bit. So in the New Century Version, it reads, starting at verse 14, it reads, "So I bow in prayer before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth gets its true name. I ask the Father in his great glory to give you the power to be strong inwardly through his Spirit. I pray that Christ will live in your hearts by faith, and that your life will be strong in love and built on love. And I pray that you and all God's holy people will have the power to understand the greatness of Christ's love, how wide and how long and how high and how deep that love is. Christ's love is greater than anyone can ever know. But I pray that you will be able to know that love." You see that? He said, "Christ's love is greater than anyone can ever know. But I pray that you will be able to know that love. Then you can be filled with the fullness of God." Now I'm going to stop right there. And that's the rest of verse 19. So, and then now in the Passion Translation, starting at verse 14, it says, "So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father, mother, and child in heaven and on earth. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his presence and favor until supernatural strength," glory to God, "supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then, by constantly using your faith, then the life of Christ will be released deep inside you. And the resting place of Jesus' love will become the very source and root of your life. Then you will be empowered to discover what every Holy One experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love that Christ in all, the love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is Jesus' love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measure that transcends our understanding." And this is the last part of 19. "This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God." Amen. I'm going to read that one more time. "This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God." Filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. This is, to this point, this is what he's been praying, that we understand God's love, that we understand the love of Jesus for us, that we understand that the presence of God is in us, and that God's, with God's presence in us, we have God's favor. And so with God's favor, that the supernatural strength of that favor, of that, of God's presence in our innermost being, begin to flood us with his divine might and explosive power, the Holy Spirit that's in us. Then by constantly using our faith to believe the love of God in us through the life of Christ, that it has been released deep inside us. and that the resting place of Jesus' love is in us, and that we are, that we've become the very source, that the love of God becomes the very source and root of our life. The love of God becomes the very source and root of our life. Everything we do, every decision we make, everything comes out of the source and root of our life, which is the love of Jesus. It flows from that love. Everything should be flowing from the love of Jesus, because it has become the source and the root of our lives. Then it says that we are empowered to discover that through this source, through the love of Jesus being in us, that then we are empowered to discover what every holy child of God, and that means you, every holy child of God should be experiencing. We should be experiencing the magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in us in all its dimensions, and that God's love is, the love of Jesus is in us for us, that the great magnitude of that, that how deeply intimate and far-reaching that is the love of Jesus in us, that Jesus' love is in us for us. Then how enduring and inclusive it is. We have to learn how to endure stuff from the world, because the love of God is enduring. So it fortifies us to walk in this world, to be in this world and not of this world. And that God, to understand how inclusive it is, that everyone we encounter is worthy of the love of God. That everyone we encounter has the opportunity through us to be introduced to Jesus Christ. And that love helps us to be able to do that, to be able to move in that love. It says how inclusive and how enduring and inclusive it is. It says endless love beyond measure. It's beyond what we can measure. It transcends our understanding. We don't understand it. It exceeds the measure of where we want to go with it, because we'll find ourselves talking to people we probably wouldn't even give a second look to. We find ourselves doing things for people that we would have probably turned our back on when we were in this world. But we have to understand that we have to be moved. Now, remember that the love of Jesus has now become our root and our source of our lives. So we're not living anymore by what we want. We're not living anymore by what our will is trying to tell us to do. We are living by the will of God, the will of Jesus in us, through us, as us. We are living as God. And and that love is pouring into us. It says this extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Until we are filled with overflowing with the fullness of God. We're filled to overflowing. The love of God now is overflowing. Our cup is filled. And once our cup is filled, it begins to overflow. And as, which means that the love of God has now filled us. So God is now in us. So being in us, God is for us. And so then God begins to take care of us, to help us to grow in love with ourselves, to help us understand the things that we've been through, and help us to heal from them. to help us to heal from all the things that has happened to us in our life. And if I start naming things, I'm going to miss something. And I don't want to miss one thing, because the love of God is more powerful than anything that has ever happened to us. The love of God is more powerful and can penetrate to the very depths of who we are and begin to heal and to soothe over and to make right everything that's ever happened to us, and take away the pain, the shame, the guilt, the uncomfortableness, everything, every time, always. And as God does that for us and helps us to grow in love for God and for ourselves, as that begins to fill our cup begins to overflow, as we begin to heal, as we begin to grow, as we begin to realize who we are in Christ, that we are the children of the King. As that begins to grow in us, as that begins to penetrate in us, and our cup begins to overflow, as the overflowing begins and goes down the side of our cups into our saucers, now we are ready to begin to pour into other people. And now that love, that extravagant love that pours into us, until we overflow with the fullness of God. The fullness of God. Can you imagine? Excuse me, being full of God. And so full of God that it doesn't matter what somebody looks like. It doesn't matter where they came from. You know, what side of the track they came from. What jail they came out of. What foster home they came from. What country they came from, you know, it doesn't matter whether they speak with an accent or whether they don't, you know, but all of us speak with an accent no matter where we come from, you know, all over the United States, there's accents, you know, so it doesn't matter what color skin they have, what type of hair they have, it doesn't matter. As it overflows in us with the fullness of God, love can pour out to everyone, everyone, not leaving out any personal people group, that we can minister to all people from every walk of life and minister honestly, truthfully, with the fullness of God, of love, being shed out from us, fully filled with God's love, because we are fully filled. Hallelujah. And as we are fully filled, we can fully minister to other people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we allow God's love to flow out of us, this extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. With the fullness of God. The fullness of God, that everything that God has given us, that we can begin to pour out into other people. We can begin to lay hands on people and pray for them. And it says that when we pray for the sick, they shall recover. They will recover. Not maybe, not if, but they will. They will recover. And this is a recovery in every area of disease, that they will recover. And we have, as we grow in that, as we grow and believe and trust God and constantly use our faith, that fullness of God begins to flow out of us. Hallelujah. Begin to think about that. Meditate on the fullness of God flowing out of you. Meditate on the fullness of God that's in you. beginning and filling you up and moving out and beginning to flow out of you for people around you. For now, beginning with your families, beginning with your friends, beginning with your neighbors and your neighbors that are close to you, and then your neighbors of the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, we yield ourselves to you and ask that you help us to begin to receive the pouring, the endless love that is pouring into us until we are overflowing, so that we begin to overflow all around us and begin to see you in everything and everyone, and begin to trust that love that is in us and believe that you are empowering us with your explosive divine power that fills us, and that we can walk the way that Jesus has exampled, has showed us how to walk, and begin to minister to those around us. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, it is so. So it is. And so we let it be. I love you. And Jesus loves you so much more. I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that, according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast, and I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.